Good day. Welcome to the best day. This is the Grand Jury Reawakening, and I'm your host, Dr. Kelly. And I'm not a fan of death. I was in a coma before. It's so boring. And so we're going to give the words of life. We're going to give the words of truth. And we're going to kick butt on the wrongdoers and the murderers and the criminals and the trespassers. And I'm going to poach. I'm a poacher. I'm going to poach those good recipes, those great techniques, and I'm going to borrow a little bit from everybody, just like applied kinesiology. You know, we borrowed a little bit from acupuncture. We borrowed a little bit from osteopathic so we could give you the best of the best, because that's what you deserve. And today is Harvest Day. I celebrate the harvest. All kind of things are being harvested today. Good, healthy, nutritious things. And, for instance, out in Kenya, where they get the good coffee beans, they have a super harvest. They harvest four times a year, so cheers. Take a little sip for them. And enjoy. Ethiopian, yeah. 10/31/2020. You know, it's really amazing. The timing is just so critical. And sometimes I think that I'm the little red hen and nobody wants to help, you know, sprout the grains, grind them, yada, yada. But you all want to come around when you smell it cooking, because there's nothing like fresh bread, right? So here's how you can join in the fun. I got a brilliant idea, and even though he's a carpetbagging Republican, he's learning, he's getting better, Tom McClintock, and he has these brilliant color postcard, full color postcard. And it gave me an idea. I'm going to start sending full color postcards with pictures of the Fel, Gwen, Smart, any sort of illegal, unlawful, trespassing technology. This is your homework assignment and your order, should you so choose to accept this. Take a photograph. Someone's fixing to get me a Polaroid. I can feel it. Take a photograph of said trespassing item, whether it be a fake red-painted Verizon response. The nerve of them. Like, I'm so pissed. I just want to go take my mall and have at it. I want to split it up like it's wood, like it's real wood, in some Carhartts. Love Carhartt products. I was like, dude, what is, like, you have two layers on your pants, and I already got holes in my little granny jeans. What are you wearing, Ivan the Terrible? And he's like, these are Carhartts. I was like, cool. I got to score some of those. They need to sponsor me. They rule. Carhartt, yeah. I've even found them in the thrift store, just on a side note. They're so handsome. They're so sexy. They're so very sexy. Brown overalls. And people run into each other to get a look at me, even in, like, Whore Foods, you know, the health food store. They're like, there's a Viking in the aisle. Oh, my goodness. You know, but that's okay. So back to seriousness. Oh, speaking, let me just get this out of my system. So I go to the health food store to pick up a box of offals, you know, spleens, kidneys, hearts. Oh, there's nothing better for your lions and tigers, you know, your cats and your pets. Take good care of them. Feed them real stuff. Don't give them any of that crap from China with the melamine that killed everybody and everything. I just don't love the Chinese as much as I should. I'm going to pray for my enemy. I'm going to pray with tears that you repent, every billion and a half of you. or you'll just be fall within an hour, or repent and live forever. Okay, so here's the plan. Here is a brilliant plan. And a little bit later on in the show, I'm going to be sharing with you the poke, P-O-K-I, like poke style. Oh, it's delicious fish. Okay, back to the show. Poke Nam Kung Stewart of the Santa Cruz, that's the public health officer in the county of Santa Cruz, California. Yes, I'm excited. There's no decaf in my house. Poke Nam Kung Stewart wrote this amazing report and did an investigation about the safety of smart meters. I just found a photograph, and here's the deal, Pastor says. Here's the deal. I'm not talking like plugs. Here's the deal. Photograph the smart meter. Get a nice color photo. Don't get too close to it and don't stay around it for too long. Get a photograph of it and print it on a color postcard. You know, them little bitty postcards are only like 34 cents a piece to mail. And you don't have to put a return address on it unless you want to. But this is beautiful right here. So my carpetbagging congressman, that's getting a little better. He's a Republican, so whatever. Like, he's the only one up here in California, Tom McClintock. So he makes this postcard, full color, 8.5 by 11. And he's got the good things that he's done on one side. And I would suggest that if you are seeking any office, that you do this too. on the other side of the postcard, pardon me, here we go. Bryn Kennedy. Okay, anybody named Bryn, you know they just have to be a Karen. Karen, Bryn Kennedy is radically wrong for Congress. Big red letters. Is radically wrong for Congress. Outlined in white. And then to the left of this, in almost a quarter page, it's so scary. I colored on it with a green, I colored her, I make her like a green goatee, a green Hitler mustache, and green eyebrows, and then red eyes. And this says, meet the real Bryn Kennedy. Well, Bryn Kennedy, there's something really witchy going on. And so let's give her due process, but she's a witch. How do we know she's a witch? Well, because on tweet number 4, my personal vision is for a world where people are mobile, borders are porous. That's Bryn Kennedy posting to a site called Medium. Now, I know that doesn't have anything to do with size or severity, but Medium, as in those, and whether you're a man or a woman, if you peep and you mutter, you're toast. You're like, goodbye to the lake of fire. So repent. The kingdom is at hand. So she posted this on Medium on 9/16/16. That's how we know she's a witch. And like back in the day when she first started posting, let's see, in like 2010, 2012, I can't really see the picture, and I don't and won't go on a computer. I smash keyboards with a sledgehammer. I'll help you. I'll get you deliverance from your issue. So on December 15th, it's Bryn Kennedy, and she looks kind of like Marsha Brady or maybe Jan or, no, dude, she looks like Cindy Brady in 2012. Bryn S. Kennedy, sometimes people ask why I don't want to live in the U.S. because the absurd people on the news who still think everyone should have the ridiculous right to bear arms do a bit to explaining that. We know what the reason we have to have the right to bear arms is because you're going to put us in the cauldron and you're cooking us. And every single man, you listen to me, you sinner, you got innocent blood on your hands, and I can't help myself but point it out to you. You knew it. You knew it. You knew it. You knew it before you did it. Who knows when the smart meter first was deployed or rolled out? I'm going to guess 2005 or 6. I don't know. because I was minding my own business, taking care of folks, fixing everything I found, snowboarding every single day to train in the 2003-2004 winter. Got to go to Canada. Canada. Love Canada. Got to go to Whistler Blackcomb, 2004. And then, at the end of that month, I beat another witch. Pretty sure she's a witch. Candy Wozniak. Yeah. And, like, she needs a husband to tell her this. Honey, you can't go there because that sign says freestyle skills required. If you want to go into the snowboard park and start jibbing and jumping and busting the rails and doing flying squirrel airs and crooked nose presses and do, whatever. freestyle skills required. Yeah, that would be a man who said that. And he used to be a captain. So when he did his, like, 540s, it'd be like, aye, aye, captain. And then he promoted to major. So now his name is Major Freestyle Skills. So get on it, folks. Anybody that is generous or philanthropic and you want to send me a little bit to support this process, because I'm actually doing it. I don't just, like, bring this idea when I've not, like, done it or tried it. And so maybe I was going to send the Trumpster a postcard, and then I finally got my Donnie dollars, my Trump bucks, as Farmer calls it. Men rule. And I'm just going to, let's see. Ooh, here's a beautiful piece of paper. Going to give you some info from it and follow through with it. Get on it. Press in. Press on. Press in to God's word, because that's the only thing that's going to get us through this mess, right? This is called the Commission on Peace Officer Standards and Training. I'm going to try to be more stoic now. Every state, every republic has a POST, P-O-S-T, POST, Commission on Post. State of California, this is an older letter, so it has Hakalugi Becerra as the Attorney General and Edmund G., if it's Brown, flush it down with Brown, Jr. as the governor. And what the POST is this is where you request records for peace officers, for prosecutors, for district attorneys, for their entire office. For the sheriffs, for the deputies, for the elected officials, and for your, standard regular peace officers. And I had so many cool friends coming to get their real milk back in the day. They were even served on the posse over there in Nevada. And so the types of records you request from POST, and do it by facsimile, so convenient, so quick, and this is what you do. I requested the following. Actually, I require because I'm a woman. Thank you, Carl Lentz. You're the best. You rule. He kicked their butt in Great Britain. He kicked the bad people's butts in Canada. And here in the United States, he's the only one that does it right, that can teach you, that can break your brainwashing. Because we've all been lied to, but let's fix it and stop it immediately. Okay? We're done. I'm done. I'm coming delaminated and unglued right now. The Commission on Peace Officer Standards and Training Post is responding to your California Public Records Act CRAPA request, dated December 15, 2017. I requested the following. Certificate numbers for the following Nevada County Sheriff's Department officers. Sheriff Keith Royal, Lieutenant Smethers. Like, people, I'm not kidding. Smethers, S-M-E-T-H-E-R-S. Yeah, there's a freaking Smethers. It was bad. Deputy Brian Condon, that's with N's, not condom, but Condon, D-O-N, and Deputy Matt Dillon. Now, with a name like Matt Dillon, I would have thought when I called for a civil standby that this man, Matt Dillon, could listen and figure it out and proceed as ordered. I didn't have to go brag. I didn't brag that I was serving on the grand jury because that's nobody's business. It's confidential. It's a secret weapon. That's right. So, take advantage. I'll help you. I'll walk you through it. This is the grand jury reawakening, and this is our special Burning Witches on Harvest Day. See you on the other side of this break.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Grand Jury Reawakening. We're getting warmed up here. We're stoking the fires of liberty and burning witches today. Oof, that's not going to smell very good, is it? All right, this is a short segment of the Grand Jury Reawakening. This is your host, Dr. Kelly, and I'm helping prepare you to take action and serve your people. You're going to take a color photograph of your smarts meters, the Gwen towers, the cell towers, the fake trees. For example, here's how you can get started in Southern California right now. You take your little booty to the bottom of the mountain when you're going up Highway 330, I think it is. It's been a while. And there's a big fake tree on a big electrical supply building. Okay? That, apparently, if I remember correctly, has been there since the year 2000. So, yeah, I'm slow, but I'm way faster than you. And, yep, if you ain't the lead dog, the view doesn't change much. You're just looking at a bunch of other dog butts running, kicking up dust or kicking up snow. Yeah. So do it, people. Get it done. It's so simple. It's so inexpensive. It's so thrifty. Even a New Order Amish farmer could do it, because I'm kind of like the New Order Amish farmer. I use the phone when I have to, electricity when absolutely necessary. And yeah, welcome to my life. So check it out. I was covering the peace officer standards and training record request for any peace officer located in your republic or your state. So POST also does entrance examinations. They keep records. They keep transcripts and scores. Scores for students that have taken their coursework. And I'm going to hurl. They do ethics training. So I look like a cat with a hairball right now trying to say that. Pardon me for the visual. Okay, here we go. So attached is a document containing the certificate numbers for the officers listed above. Pertaining to the request for post-entrance examinations, records, transcripts, and scores for a particular student, who I'll keep his name private because it's his business. But POST is unable to provide that information pursuant to government code, blah, 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 blah. Well, you know why? Because you only wrote his first and middle name. You forgot the surname. Sir, no, madam. Jennifer Van, Staff Services Analyst for the California Public Records Act in the Executive Office. So you can contact them through email. Yeah, who wants to be on the icky computer and feel all crappy afterwards like you've been used, because you have? So use the facsimile number. Get a freaking fax machine that you control. You pull it out of the metal box and plug it in to use it from your bunker. And you'll live happily ever after. So here are the certificate numbers for the following Nevada County Sheriff's Department officers. Elected official, Sheriff Keith Royal, who's been replaced by Shannon, S-H-A-N-N-A-N, Shannon Moon. Sheriff Keith Royal, 172-560. Lieutenant Smethers, 82322. Deputy Brian Condon, 121901. And Deputy Matt Dillon. You know, I went into the office to report some crimes, and Deputy Matt Dillon brought up some elephant bulldog from the women's jail, or I don't know, but she was big mocha woman, big mocha Hawaiian-y, I'm guessing. You know, she was definitely had been hanging out or from the South Pacific. That's okay, because I'm from the North Sea. And 10,000 weeds and 10,000 crooked people ran through the weeds being chased by one Norwegian. He didn't even need his buddy. Okay, back to more public records requests as we come to the bottom of this hour. So if you are fortunate enough to give information to a grand jury and you get called in as a witness, thank God. Praise God for that. This is what the chair of the committee will read to you and sign and give to you to frame in your closet because it's private. Notice to grand jury witness. Look at, how about that? It's a notice. Your appearance before the grand jury is governed by California law, which includes strict requirements of secrecy, period. You are admonished not to reveal to anyone except as directed by the court questions which you were asked or responses which you gave or anything which you learned concerning the activities of the grand jury as a result of your appearance here today. This confidentiality shall be maintained unless and until such time as a transcript or final report of this grand jury proceeding is made public or until authorized by this grand jury. The court disclose such matters, and then only to the extent disclosed in such transcript or report or otherwise authorized. A violation of this admonition is punishable as contempt of court. The grand jury recognizes and appreciates your assistance and cooperation. I've read and understand this notice, signed by the witness and the committee chair. See you on the other side of this break. Thank you for supporting RBN.
Going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Breaking the chains around you.
to the Grand Jury Reawakening. This is your host, Dr. Kelly, and I'd love to speak to a bunch of you. There's a bunch of great callers out there. I don't take calls on the show because I don't want to have to clean anybody's clock here. Unfortunately, there are 99 million great callers and like two that I'm praying for them, that they get victory over their issues. But my number, 530 area code 402-7007. I'll say it two more times, give you a chance to write it down because I'd love to hear from you, especially, you know, like Pat, people from Texas, people from Kentucky. Oh, and I got this great birthday card. I'll tell you that in a second. 530 area code 402-7007. Again, that's the public voicemail. It's a Magic Jack. Thank you, Tom Cat, for renewing that last November. My goodness, it's coming up again. Let's see. So, 530 area code 402-7007. You want to leave me a facsimile number, we can correspond that way. And I'm happy also to use mine by appointment because I've stocked up on toner and somebody brought me some paper. So, woo-hoo, yeah. where was I? Oh, okay. So this has got to be one of the best birthday cards of all time. And it's only because of RBN. And there's a band in Reno I was reading about called Donkey Jaw. And they're singing about Samson and his exploits. So, men, no haircuts, no Delilahs. Okay, men, because I love you and I'm warning you, no haircuts, no Delilahs. So this birthday card is so cute. It's like gold, you know, yellow gold, and there's a picture of a donkey on the front. And I have this weird skill that I used to do over the loudspeaker at the office back in the day. The maintenance man taught me how to do that, and he gold-plated his Pinto keys and my, never mind. Anyway, so the front of the card is so cute. In purple glitter, purple shiny letters, it says, "Do I wish you a happy birthday?" with a question mark coming from the donkey's thoughts. They're so pretty. And I opened the card and it said, "You bet your ass I do." And the donkey's braying, obviously. And it's so cool because when you develop skills like that, you know, like Noah's Ark, whatever, like it comes in handy. Oh. And here's the RBN phone number I was looking for. I got a new office manager, and he's a cat, and he's not following instructions or managing very well. But this card is so sweet. God bless you, and many more happy, healthy birthdays from my Kentucky listener, Laura. God bless you, too, Laura. That was so sweet. My kid sister that I adopted once gave me an old American Spirit birthday card, as if she had gotten me the birthday card, and I was like, why does this look familiar? And then I figured it out. Oh, we had the best laugh. That was just precious. My kid sister, little Jessica. Okay, so I'm here cleaning clocks. I'm burning witches. I hate liars. And, yeah. So this is a way to name, shame, and defame your local county Department of Agriculture, the Weights and Measures Division. So, Joe Jimenez, this is for you, okay? I caught you in some lies, and I'm willing to let you make things right. Here's your job and your duty. I require... It's going to be a lot of things. So whenever a man or woman applies for a business license or permit within this county, I'm over in Placer, and I'm going to go back and forth between materials from Nevada and Placer because they're touching, okay? Application for the Placer County Business License. Businesses, trades, and occupations. Janine Windenhausen is the treasurer tax collector in Placer County, California, in the city of Auburn. I just love to make fun with people. I know people, because Sweden, I got some Swedish in me, so I can do it. I don't have Stockholm Syndrome, though. Okay. So, you put your business name on here, yada, yada, and guess what? You go through all of these departments and clearances, county use only, really, and there's three types of business licenses, or two. There's a general business license, there's a special, and then there's a permit. So either general or special. That's my favorite. Special districts, special use permits. I mean, come on. That should just be my middle name. Permit only. Department clearances for county use only. Okay, these are the department names. The health department. Ding! The planning department. Ding! The engineering and surveying. Those are like the coolest, nerdiest, smartest dudes. The building department. Bong. The sheriff's department, because I have called my local deputies and filed reports on trespassing technology and unlawfully deployed smart meters. Wait till you hear how many times the word deploy is in SB, Senate Bill 649, HUESO. Senator Ben... Oh, hello, folks. I'm back. Oh, man. I hit the nerve. I hit the last brain cell screaming out for help, and they cut me off because I'm on a copper wireline landline, like I have been suggesting to you for a couple of years now, because this will be the last thing. This will be the last thing to go down. Okay, so... where was I? Oh, yeah. Sheriff's Department, Fire Department. Yeah. I called the fire chief. I faxed him Dr. Martin Paul's letter because I ain't playing around. You're going to get the fax, and then it's going to be between you and the benevolent, magnificent creator. And you know what? You might be thinking you got away with it. You're going to have your bowl of cereal. I just want to point you out to Revelation chapter 16, the seven bowls of the last plagues, because they're coming to get you. The smart meters, the cancer, the vaccines, the pesticides, the chemtrails, the water additives. You're putting styrene in the water, and you're sterilizing perfectly good men. Perfectly good men with the charm of the 70s that live in Nevada. And they might not be too happy when I tell them or when they discover on their own, because the truth will be blasted from the rooftops. What you whispered in your little freaking coven is coming out, okay? So fire department. I'm trying to help you people and save your posterity and your lives and the next generations. Guess what? You know, the frickin' hideous joke is going to be on those that perpetrated it. the predators, the perpetrators, they're toast. So in this beautiful folder called, get to the title here, I want to do it right, Nevada County Department of Agriculture and Weights and Measures, Protecting and Promoting Agriculture in Nevada County. This is a beautiful color folder. I paid for it. I'm the taxpayer. I'm the boss. I paid your wages. And you're going to get some wages of your sin. That's death. We'll talk about that later. So here's the coolest part. Like, this is a fillet of goodness and truth. Okay? Karen Ross is the secretary of the California Department of Food and Agriculture, and she is the biggest Karen in the Republic, maybe even in the whole United States. Little Karen Ross. Since you bragged about your trips to China, riding the Brit train with Jerry Brown, you're communist, and you bragged about spending, that's my money, honey. I want my money! Okay, I'll be fine. I'll be okay. So weights and measures, here are the measuring devices and the things that you do, Jimenez, whatever, in Placer County here. The Nevada County or any other agriculture commissioner is also the sealer of weights and measures, which plays a vital role in the economic activity of the county. The program serves the community by safeguarding and measuring accuracy and assuring confidence and integrity in the marketplace. The benefit our office provides ensures fair competition for industry and accurate value comparison for consumers. Pictured here is a livestock scale being tested using a 1,000-pound certified weight, because that's for the cow. Yeah, and all the other little critters. So, as a neutral third party between buyers and sellers, because there's such a thing called honest goods and services. Yeah, we're bringing it back. So as a neutral third party between buyers and sellers, we, this is weights and measures, this is your, these are your words, man, test weighing and measuring devices for correctness, examine and evaluate the work of service repairmen. Okay, so here's a side note. Par Electric, P-A-R, Par Electric. They are so sloppy. They're installing the smart meters all in Kings Beach here. And sloppy Par Electric man, he parks his truck halfway out in the street and has one cone. That cone's going to get crammed on your head, man. Coming to get you. Examine and evaluate the work of service repairmen. Okay. Verify the quantity of bulk and packaged commodities. Check consumer packages for proper labeling. Yeah. Like, why in the hell is the smart meter label in like 3-point font right on the label on the meter? You going to stick your face on it? Yeah. Thank you again, Officer Zach LaFrench, whatever your last name is. I believe he's a Grass Valley peace officer. Went to Nevada City, city council meeting, and told the woman who couldn't know, I don't know if I have a smart meter on my house. I don't know if it's a smart meter. So peace officer said, hey, honey, go find that. Stick your face on it for an hour and then come back and let us know how you feel and how you felt. God bless you, Zach. You are so very French. You are wonderful. Zach, love, whatever. Okay, so here we go. Check consumer packages for proper labeling. You should also print yourself an entire set of material safety data sheets. and especially look at the ones for sodium hypochlorite. That's known as chlorine bleach. And yeah, that causes cancer and mutates cells from bacteria to parasitic fungus and mold. It's mold in the cold, and it's yeast in a warm environment because it's a dimorphic organism. And if you're a super nerd, you should study up on protomorphogens, standard process products, but it's okay. You don't have to. I did it. I did it for you. Inspect price scanner systems for accuracy. Review Waymaster certificates and licensing requirements. Review Waymaster certificates and licensing requirements and licensing requirements and licensing freaking requirements. I'll be okay. Regulate the advertising, labeling, and quality standards for petroleum products. The measuring devices that are under your control and your purview and your responsibility and your liability, oh, you're 100% purely liable, Jimenez. Domestic water submeters. Domestic water submeters. There are 1,016 in Nevada County. And a whole bunch of those batteries failed, and so the meters quit working and irradiating people, and oh, it's just a glorious day on the Grand Jury Reawakening. See you on the other side of this break. This is Dr. Kelly, and the China, can't stop me, China, FBI, CIA, TNT. Ah!
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Another couple of other songs, but I just think they're inappropriate for the family show, but I mean, check them out on your own if you're, you know, 18 and over. You can find a song called Camel Toe, sort of like a weird animated cartoon song that I found on YouTube a decade ago because I saw it coming. Okay, so here we go. Domestic water submeters, electric submeters, fabric, cordage, and wire meters, LPG dispensers, retail motor fuel meters, retail water meters, taxi meters, vapor submeters, because those are really important down here, vapor submeters, vehicle meters, wholesale meters, and the total number of measuring devices are 5279, and then the weighing devices would be the computing scales, the counter scales, the dormant port plat, don't know what that is, hanging scales, hopper and tank scales, livestock and animal scales, miscellaneous weighing devices, prescription and jewelry scales, and vehicle scales. So the total weighing devices are 344. Total devices, 5623 within Nevada County. So Placer, Jimenez, you can learn from your neighbor. I think there's like, I don't know, 300,000 or 400,000 people in Placer County. I know that there are 2 million customers with Southwest Gas Paiute Pipeline, and many people with Liberty, don't throw up, okay, Liberty Electric Utility. And then there's North Tahoe Public Utility District, NTPUD. There's TT, Truckee Tahoe Public Utility District up there in Nevada County. And people, if I can't wake you out of your coma now, I did my duty. I gave the warning again and again and again, and I ain't quitting. I'm going to be doing a public records request again for a couple more, and I require the Nicholas Cruz trial by jury. I want the Nicholas Cruz grand jury indictments. I want the Scott Ralph Peterson trial by jury. These are all in the state of Florida. The first part is in the 7th Judicial Circuit of Florida at the Broward County Courthouse on 6th Street in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. That's where you request the public records from the state attorney. And it's up to you folks. If you're in the state where something happened, guess what? That's your clue. That's your cue. That's the gun going off to start the race. And gather what you can, because it's documentation and evidence that brings a crooked deputy to justice. Okay? Scott Ralph Peterson. And then the other Scott, creepy Peterson, that murdered his wife, Lacey, out here. I mean, the world is full of wrongdoers, and it's your duty to point it out, take a little action, do the good thing and the right thing, and get in touch with me. I'll walk you through it, what I'm here for. God bless the Republic, and God bless Republic Broadcasting Network. You know, RBN can be rad breaking news, or if you're a wrongdoer, like if your name's Hunter, it is really bad news. RBN, really bad news, or like rad breaking news. And there are so many cool songs from the 80s that pointed this pathway, this perilous pathway that was coming. Barron, B-A-R-R-E-N, Cross, C-R-O-S-S, check it out. Terrorist Child, Close to the Edge, Give Your Life to Jesus. Let's see, Killers of the Unborn. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. And you can get imported albums. There's a bunch of live albums. There's a live album called Hotter Than Hell. Check it out. And then when you need some peace and quiet, you go to Yngwie. Yngwie Johann Malmsteen. angels of love. And that's for all the, you know, all the lovers out there. Oh, and the last note, TSO, Tahoe Symphony Orchestra. No, Trans-Siberian Orchestra. I was mentioning last year to take your sweetheart. You can get out there and sometimes go to the, what do they call that, the rehearsal, you know, the dress rehearsal. Except now, because of all of this Bravo Sierra and the smart meters and the 5G and the radiation poisoning and toxicity, people are afraid and they're in their houses. And they're irradiating themselves in their houses. That ain't cool. Get out the house. Take the picture. Mail the postcard. Get in contact with me. And thank you for those of you that take action. Catch you next week. Lord willing, and the creek don't rise too much.